On Midwest Week, a win and a loss for school districts in the Iowa Quad Cities during the Tuesday election. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Megan Valley, a reporter for the Quad City Times. Let's start with the Bettendorf School District. What was it asking for and what happened?
So the Bettendorf District, they were asking for a $30 million approximately general obligation bond. And the idea was that it was going to be used for a number of renovations and remodelings across their high school, middle school, and a couple of their elementary schools. Quite a bit of it was for athletics and then for classroom modernization.
Now, why was it a bond issue as opposed to, you know, couldn't the district have afforded this $30 million somehow otherwise?
Well, the idea was that if it was through a bond referendum, they'd be able to complete the projects in 3 to 6 years. And the district was making the case that this would actually end up saving money in the long run because they would be able to group projects together.
So basically, yeah. The district said, we'll be able to afford these, just it'll be sooner, you know, with the bond issue, it'll be sooner rather than later.
Right.
And if it had passed, do we know what it would have been, what it would have done to district tax bills?
It was a little bit unclear. The district did send out some information about what they were expecting it to cost. The other thing to keep in mind is that this was a bond for up to $30 million. So if it ended up not being enough, it's not as if it would have continued beyond that. And then some people did take out an ad in the Times with their own analysis about what it would do for taxes, and there's definitely some disparity between the two numbers.
Okay, what sort of numbers were there, and what was the disparity? But I mean, was one like a dollar a month or $10 a year or something?
For Bettendorf, the way that they were phrasing it was it'd be like a McDonald's trip. Per month is an increase in taxes, so I believe it was somewhere in the realm of $6 to $8.
$6 to $8 per month, something
right,
like that.
Okay. For most households.
What have you heard from anyone about why this question failed? And it failed by a rather large margin.
Right. So one thing that became very clear at the community meetings that the district held to answer questions was that a lot of people in the district just didn't feel like they could take another tax increase. Right now, the district, they're currently borrowing against a $10 million sales tax for some other renovation projects. And with that already increasing their taxes, they just... people didn't want to see another increase.
And the district has built one new school and in the process of building another, isn't it?
Right, yep. So they just built one elementary school, and the other one is supposed to be open sometime next year, whether first or second semester.
Okay, and what about the projects going forward? What's the school district's reaction to the result of the vote this week? What'll happen next?
Right, so they did not, there hasn't been any indication that they're going to try again in a couple of months when they'd be eligible to retry it. So it looks like they're just getting ready to move forward. The superintendent, Mike Rezo, told me that they were going to start looking at their long-term facility plan in January. And from there, they're going to start reprioritizing some of the projects that they had, which had previously allocated certain things to the bond.
Now, I got the impression that the teachers in the Bettendorf district were unhappy with this and probably voted no. Was that your impression as well?
Most of the reactions I heard were definitely from taxpayers, specifically those who either didn't have kids in the district or they had in the past but have since retired and no longer do. So I'm not sure what the teacher reaction was.
Okay, because I saw some pictures of them, I think in the Times, pictures of them at some of the school board meetings and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, that sounded like they were hoping some of the money would be spent on, you know, instruction and things like that, as
right,
opposed to others.
Right, and I believe that they didn't get a raise this past year, I believe.
Now, the Davenport School District also had a question on the ballot. Mm-hmm. What did it want?
So they were looking to renew and increase their PEPL revenue. So currently, since it passed, what they're going to be doing is it's going to be extended for 10 more years, which is how long... the levy lasts, and it's increased to $1.34 per $1,000, which is the maximum that you can have it at, but that's also pretty normal for this area, Bettendorf, Pleasant Valley. They're already at that rate. Mm-hmm. They were looking to renew and increase.
Okay. And the physical plant equipment levy, what might this money pay for in the coming years?
So a lot of the stuff is used for things that seem like maintenance, so it'll be roof projects, HVACs, really just sort of taking care of the upkeep of the buildings.
I remember, I think something the district set out said it had some hundreds of miles of parking lots and roadways to maintain, things like that.
Right. So it would be a lot of helping with the parking lots. Again, like I said, the roofs. It can be used for some construction projects, but it looks like Davenport is mostly using it to maintain. It doesn't look like they had any major renovations planned out.
And what did the district say if this question failed? What would happen?
So Davenport is having some financial trouble right now. They actually just reported to the School Budget Review Committee in Des Moines on Tuesday. And so if this levy didn't pass, a lot of they would essentially be strapped to emergency only. There would still be a small percentage of the levy that comes from the board approval, but it would have been for, like, if a pipe burst and something needs to be fixed immediately.
As opposed to maintaining something and saving money over the long term.
Exactly.
And in contrast, what did any of the readers or anyone say about why this passed with such a comfortable majority versus Bettendorf?
I think a lot of people realize that it just wasn't a hit that Davenport could take right now. They do have to make up $13 million within the next 2 years, and that's going to require a lot of staff cuts. And that's from the general fund, so nothing that the PEPL, what the revenues they're going to get from that can go directly towards that. But otherwise, those things would have to come out of the general fund, and that's already where they're making cuts.
Because I was seeing those stories about, you know, having to make those budget cuts, and I'm thinking, oh, some people are going to be unhappy with the possibility of all these layoffs and closing buildings, and they may just vote no as sort of a protest.
Yeah, and there definitely were some people who I talked to who made it clear that they didn't want to do it because they just didn't. They thought that what has happened recently shows that the district couldn't manage that money, and so they were hesitant to continue to raise how much money they were giving them. So there was definitely some people who had that opinion, but clearly they were not the majority.
Now, some people have asked why these questions weren't on the November ballot and why we had to pay for a special election. Why was that?
Right. So December historically has extremely low voter turnout. The Bettendorf one was actually much higher than anticipated. It had about 15%. But there are certain rules about what can be on ballots together. And so for the November ballot, because there was a governor's race on it, just based on what else was on the ballot, special elections couldn't be included on it. Well, not special elections. The school election couldn't be included on it, and so it had to be run as a special election.
Okay. Now, speaking of Davenport and the School Budget Review Committee, you alluded to that a minute ago. What's in store for the Davenport schools? Just, you know, in general terms, are they going to be closing schools or cutting X number of people, or we just don't know yet?
I think it's really premature to say they're going to be closing schools. So what's happening is at the end of January, the state's going to be coming in and be doing a phase two audit. And it's hard to say exactly what's going to happen because a district like Davenport has never had that sort of visit. Historically, it's been used for really small rural schools that maybe they don't have enough kids to stay open or they're not even serving all grade levels. So for Davenport, a pretty large district, about 15,000 students, it's pretty unprecedented. So even though the phase two could theoretically lead to school closings, just because it has in the past doesn't mean that's what's going to happen to Davenport. So we'll just have to wait and see in January.